Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. Grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains unending.
Still mercy for my attention. You were waiting at the door, and I'll let you. Carried all the blood, I'm breaking the curse of our condition. When perfection took our place, my burden erased, my life forgiven. There is nothing that can take this love away. And my only desire and sole ambition is to love you just the same.
Oh, You know, the heart of worship and the heart of that song, you can go ahead and be seated now. Let you rest for a moment. The heart of that song, the heart of worship is that we give him everything we've got and we love him. I mean, we give him what we have. We move toward him. James 4:8 says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Let me share this from one of my favorite people. The title of today's service, I don't even know what to call this. If you think about it, really, the whole sermon is the whole service. Everything we do is a part of the sermon. The message is kind of what me and Pastor Brian get to step in and do here and there. But at the end of the day, it's everything we do here matters. Even the announcements can be anointed. Some of y'all wonder sometimes. The title of today is Saturated and Sent, the Heart of Worship. The idea is that we come in here and we steep like a tea bag. We have this exchange happening where he's going into us and going through us, and we're giving out what we have, and there's this amazing exchange that happens. Of course, in a pot of tea, it produces something amazing when those come together. But it's not just enough to keep it in the kettle, to keep it in the pot. You got to get it out there for it to make a difference. And we're here to be saturated, but then sent to go out there and take this worship. I'm not saying you got to be driving around in your car and your hands out the window or anything. I'm not opposed to that, but as long as your eyes are open, you know. Have you ever tried praying when you're driving and you close your eyes? I mean, just don't do that. So, but worship is everything we do when we commit it to him, when we give it to him, we bless him with it. So I want to share something from Oswald Chambers, one of my favorite. I affectionately call those, he and others like him, the dead guys, because they wrote with a different weight and gravity than a lot of what we read today. I mean, every word was measured. A lot of them didn't even have typewriters. They wrote by hand, and every word mattered. So this is from Oswald Chambers. Worship is giving God the best that he has given you. Be careful what you do with the best you have. Whenever you get a blessing from God, give it back to him as a love gift. This is what we do in worship. We're saying, thank you, God. You're so amazing, and now I'm pushing it back to you. Take time to meditate before God and offer the blessing back to him in a deliberate act of worship. Here's what you need to understand. Worship is a verb. Worship is a verb. It is something you do, and it's something that we do with intentionality and with purpose. If you hoard it for yourself, it will turn into spiritual dry rot. I don't know about you. I don't want any spiritual dry rot in my life. I want to take what God is giving, give it back to him, but give it out to others as well. Amen? So the next song we're going to do, we're going to have a break between these songs because I want to set the songs up. So the next song we're doing is one called No One Like the Lord, and it is absolutely informed by the scene, the amazing scenes we see in heaven as recounted in the book of Revelation. And so you're going to hear some of those familiar themes. The idea on this one is Revelation, God reveals, we respond. So when he reveals to us, we now have a responsibility to respond to him. How do we do that? Well, first of all, we do it in worship. We do it in praise. We do it in gratitude and thanksgiving. Psalm 95, verses 6 and 7. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is God. Understand who you are worshiping here today. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the Ancient of Days. He is the Lord God Almighty. He is the Most High God. That's who we worship. Can I get an amen or a fist bump or something? Revelation 5:11. Listen to this. This is the scene in heaven. Then I looked, this is John reporting on Patmos Island. Then I looked and I heard around the throne and the living creatures and the elders the voice of many angels. Let your sanctified imagination run with this. Numbering myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands. Can you imagine seeing angels as far as your eye can see? And they were all around the throne saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. They're just chanting this. They're celebrating, exalting him. Verse 13, and I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them saying, this is every creature ever. at the same time, saying, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever. This is the scene. And by the way, it's happening right now. All this is perpetual in nature. It's continuing to happen. We know there's a great cloud of witnesses around us shouting, go, you got this, go, go, go. But there's also this group around the throne of God constantly lifting, constantly exalting. Hard to wrap our mind around it, but let your imagination run wild. Worship begins with revelation. The word revelation means to reveal, to see for the first time. In other words, you're seeing something you've never seen before. That's what revelation is. It's like peeling the cover back on something and go, oh, that's what's under there. And so this is what it begins with revelation. And here's what we get to see when the revelation happens. When we see who he is, worship rises naturally. When you understand, when it's revealed that you are worshiping the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Ancient of Days, God Most High, when you're worshiping El Shaddai, the Lord God Almighty, when you understand that, you can't help but worship. You can't keep it in. Pay attention to the lyrics of the songs that we sing. Do you know that as we sing, we're actually offering up prayers? They're going up into heaven. And by the way, in a physical sense, every time you speak a word, it never ends. It goes forever and ever. It moves. It moves atoms. It moves waves. It sends waves out. They never stop. And we're filling heaven. The Bible talks about in the book of Revelation, the harps and bowls, and that the bowls are actually collecting the prayers of the saints. So as we sing, as we worship, we're filling those bowls up with our worship, with our praise, with our prayer. So pay attention to the songs that we're singing. And before we sing again, I'm going to ask you to do something. I'm going to ask you to fix your heart on who God is. Who is God to you? Is he a good idea, a great concept, a wonderful life philosophy? Or is he the King of Kings, the Lord of Majesty, the God Most High, the one true God? Who is God to you? Maybe he's your Abba, Father. He's that too. So I want to invite you to stand to your feet as we fix our heart on who he is. And we're going to sing this song, No One Like the Lord, and it's going to bring you in to that throne room in the book of Revelation.
Jesus,
I don't know about you, but I just picture us being around the throne of heaven together without all these earthly limitations. Do you know that when we're there, we won't care what our neighbor thinks about our worship? We won't care what anybody thinks about how we lift our hands, whether you lay prostrate on the ground or not, whether you jump up and down or do jumping jacks. No one will care because they'll be so focused on Him, it won't matter what your neighbor's doing. I don't know about you. I long for that, don't you? Don't you long to be free from these earthly chains and these earthly bonds that make you worry about what other people think, how you're going to come off, what other, you know, are they going to judge my worship? Man, I got to tell you, when you have broken free from the junk that the enemy puts on you, you don't care anymore. And I'm telling you, it's a good place to be where you say, I just want to honor Him, and I have so much to be grateful for. This next song we're going to do is called Crowns Down. And again, it's another song that's in form. Go ahead and be seated. I'm sorry. Some of you look like you're about to fall over. Maybe a good thing. So this song we're going to do is, again, informed by the book of Revelation as they're around the throne. Another scene. There's several throne scenes in the book of Revelation. They're all just fantastical. They're over the top. They're amazing. They're epic. And it allows us to step into and begin to see that there is so much more that we do not understand going on. And so we get little glimpses of it in the book of Revelation. And this section is called Surrender. This is where we come to God and say, all right, I'm laying down whatever crowns I have achieved, whatever crowns that have been given me, whatever awards I have or successes, I'm literally laying them down. I'm going to throw them at His feet. Listen to this scene. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. This is more familiar from the New Testament. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy. This is why we do this, because we recognize His mercy. In view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. You want to know what it looks like to worship? It's to offer yourself as an altar, to offer yourself as a living sacrifice. You know, in the past, it's been said, wow, you know, somebody dies for their faith, or these martyrs are amazing, and they are. But you know what? That's not the point. That if you're gone, your influence on this planet for others is gone. He wants us to be living sacrifices, where we, like Paul, have said, it's no longer me who lives, but Christ lives in me. I've been crucified with Him, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me and through me. That's what He's looking for, a living sacrifice. Now listen to this. Again, back to one of the other throne scenes in the book of Revelation. This one's different, but it's the same. It's amazing. And the four living creatures, each of them with six wings, just let your imagination roll with that. Four living creatures, each of them had six wings, are full of eyes all around and within. This is a wild image if you think about it. And day by day, they never cease to say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. And whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to Him who is seated on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders, they're all around the throne, by the way, in a circle. They fall down before Him who is seated on the throne. They can't even stand in the presence of this glory. They can't even stand in the presence of the sound going out. It's so powerful. It says they fall down before Him who is seated on the throne and worship Him who lives forever and ever. They cast their crowns before the throne, saying, worthy are You, O Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for You created all things, and by Your will they existed and were created. Listen, God is not looking for performance. I mean, we're up here. This is not about a performance. It's a blessing to get to do this, and we love doing it. And by the way, we have an amazing team who shows up prepared and ready every single time. Pretty much unheard of, to be truthful. And they come up, what I love, they do come competent. They do come with great character, but they come with hearts ready to worship. Our Our rehearsal's on Thursday night. I can't wait to get here. I'm so excited because we get to play before the Lord, but we also get together to be able to worship Him together as a team. So this is not about our performance. And by the way, it's not about our performance for you. If we were to say in terms of performance, we say we play and sing for an audience of one, God Himself. He is looking. He's looking for surrender. Cast your crowns. Your trophies, your accomplishments, your victories, your successes, whatever you've gained in this life, this natural life, cast those before Him. Lay them at the throne. That is offering our worship back to Him. Worship is offering ourselves, not impressing Him. And the last thing, lay down distraction, lay down control, and offer yourself. Let's do something together. I'll practice. I'll do it once for practice. Now let's do that together. You ready? Here we go. I don't know about you, that feels good. What we're doing here today is we're pressing pause on the normal routine, the normal flow. And we're taking a breath. And we're saying, Lord, we want more than anything to be before You, to honor You, to bless You. We get to bless Him. And this is what we're doing today. I love that the scripture says that we can make a joyful noise to the Lord. Don't you appreciate that scripture? Some of you do more than others. That's the whole point, is we bring to Him what we have, warts and all, pitchiness and all. Everything we bring to Him. And we simply lay it aside and say, this is Yours, God. And I want to invite you to lay aside your distraction right now. That's why I said take a breath. Can we just lay it aside? Let's press pause on the craziness of life. Whatever's going on in your lives, press pause on it. And let's just be before the Lord. Just be before Him and honor Him like these elders and these creatures. There'll be a day when we'll get to see Him face to face. Isaiah chapter 6 says, "And I saw the Lord high and lifted up, seated on a throne, and the train of His robe filled the temple." And the description goes on in Isaiah chapter 6 that he was so blown away, all he could say is, "Woe." He says, "Woe is me. Woe. Woe. I'm unclean. I have unclean lips. My mouth is, everything about me is unclean because he, the presence of the Lord." So lay down your distraction, lay down control, and let's offer ourselves before the Lord. So let's cast our crowns down. Let's stand together and let's sing this together. Thank you. Yes and amen. So, what does this lead up to? We've got two more to do. You can be seated. Thank you, Annette, for leading the charge there. Two more we're going to sing, but here's what we're going to do. Now we're going to say, now what does this mean, and what is our give back? We've been receiving from the Lord. We've been blessing Him. We've had this beautiful exchange. We've thrown our crowns down, and now what? Well, for me, it's really the motto I live by. When people ask Annette now how we're doing, a lot of times we'll just say, we're just living a grateful life. We live a grateful life. I don't know about you, but I am thankful for God's mercy. Are you? I'm thankful for His grace. I'm thankful for His goodness. And here's the big one, the P word. I'm thankful for His patience. Aren't you? Oh, my goodness. I don't know about you, but I've tried His patience on many occasions. And He's so gracious with me and so gentle. Unless I need a little more, He's that too. He can be a good coach. But this song that we're about to do, it's called Gratitude. It's by Brandon Lake. And it's such a song from the heart. And I love the part where he's speaking to his own heart. He's talking about, you know, give your heart. Let the lion roar inside of you. So I'm going to ask you to do something during this song. Because this song has a way to take us away. I'm going to ask you to do something. There are some of you that are already locked in. You're a worshiper. You've got it. You are that person with your hand out the window. You're the person singing at the intersection. People were wondering who you're talking to. I mean, you're that person. But listen, there's always more levels to go to. There's always another step to be taken. Amen? Another mountain to be scaled. And so I want to invite you to take a step out further than you've gone. Listen, we're here in an attitude and an atmosphere of worship. And we're here to express our gratitude for what He has done in our lives. This section right here, you guys are so amazing. Thank you for being with us this morning. I know you're a captive audience because Brian said you had to be here. But thank you for being here. And the reason why we wanted you in here is we want you, too, to be able to release and grow in your worship. Not just over there in that other room, which is great, but with us, too. All of us together as the church today. So thank you for being patient with us and having you in here. So as we step into this, I want to invite you, if you're already a worshiper, take it to another level. If you've been someone who's maybe more reticent in terms of external expression, and you're pretty chill, in your heart, yeah, you're dancing, in your heart, you're giving glory, but you've had a hard time connecting the inside with the outside, let me tell you what worship is. It's a lot like baptism. It's an outward expression of an inward reality. There are times when I'm in the mountains and I'm looking out over a beautiful view, and my worship is just to stand there in awe, just say, wow. Or to be on a beach and looking out over a beautiful ocean, just wow. Or to be in the Texas Hill Country and looking up at the cross there at the Happy H Ranch on 87, just go, wow. You know, that's not a real outside thing, but you know what? We're in an atmosphere where you can do that. And you can press in, and you can press through, and you can break through and enjoy the worship. I'm so grateful in my heart to what God has done for me. I cannot even imagine where I would be had He not have interrupted my life, and I'm so glad He did. Aren't you glad He interrupted your life? Aren't you? Can you even imagine where you'd be? You may think you're in a bad place right now, but imagine where you would be without Him. Imagine where you'd be with His grace lifted off your life, or not ever having had His grace. And so all I could do is be grateful. So as we sing this song, Gratitude, I'm just asking you to take a step of faith and stretch out a little bit. Amen? Abram's going to lead us. Man, I love Abram when he sings this song. I love you anyway. But I mean, I love when you sing this, I know where it's coming from, brother. So let's all stand together as we give our thanks to the Lord. I got nothing. Between Abram singing that song from the heart and Wendy's tambo on the first song, which I love your tambo playing. It's amazing. I'm just so grateful that we can come together as a church family and sort of just press pause on things and say, we just want to worship. We just want to be in front of our God. We don't want to just come here and do business as usual. Not that business as usual is a bad thing. So thank you for being here today. And we're going to end with this song. It's called He Who Is to Come. And again, we're borrowing our imagery, you know, from the book of Revelation and from speaking in terms of Jesus is coming back again, family. Amen. Yeah. I was about to clap if you didn't. He's coming. I had a dream weird thing happen to me, and I don't get many of these. My dreams are weird, but not like this. I mean, mine are like, you know, hot dog induced, you know, whatever. It's strange. But this one was one that jolted me out of my sleep to where I had that full-on adrenaline rush. You know what I'm saying? It's the one that makes you think, I'm not going to get back to sleep for 2 hours. It was that. It was in the middle of the night, and I just bolted up, and it was because I heard something. I heard a voice. And like I said, this is very unusual. Maybe the second time in my life that I can remember this happening. And this was just a few days ago. And the voice was a man's voice, very masculine, very strong, said, He is coming. And when he said it, it just, I woke up with an adrenaline pump. And whether it was a dream-induced word or whether I actually heard it, it doesn't matter to me. I just say wow, not how, you know what I mean? Wow. And it has made me think in terms of Jesus coming back. I don't want him to come back before he's supposed to. We got a lot of people to win to Jesus, amen? But I'm ready for him to come back on his timetable when he's ready. But I want to be ready, don't you? And one of the ways we can prepare our hearts for that is to live in this state of worship. See, all this receiving, all this encouragement, all this love that happens, there's a commission that comes with it. In other words, marching orders, so to speak. We get our orders, and we move forward. We move forward with hope. We move forward with expectation because he is coming again. Here's what you need to understand. Because Jesus already won on the cross, and because he's coming back to get us, family, we already won the game. It's over. There's a lot of stuff happening around us, and we can get real caught up in it. Or you can begin to remember and think about the fact that he is coming back for a bride without spot or wrinkle. He's coming back for a bride that is prepared. And why don't we go ahead and get ready now? Amen? What if he delays? Well, what if he does? What if he doesn't? I want to be ready either way, don't you? So this song is just that reminder that he's coming again. And it's, again, from the Scripture. So let me read Matthew 24. Then will appear in heaven the sign of the Son of Man, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Let your sanctified imagination picture that. And he will send out his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now listen to this in Acts 1. And when they had said these things, as they were looking on, Remember, this is the disciples, and Jesus is telling them, get ready. The Holy Spirit's going to come, and it's a good thing I'm leaving because you're going to get the full meal deal. So here's what he says. When he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him, Jesus, out of their sight. They got to watch him get beamed up like Scotty. You know what I mean? Beam me up, Scott. They got to see that. Now look what happens, verse 10. And while they were gazing into heaven, as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. Here's the thing. Worship doesn't end here. Worship doesn't end when we turn off our amps and shut the place down. It sends us out where we live, where we work, and where we play. So why we call this saturated and sent. We leave as living altars, filled with faith and expectation, knowing Jesus will return. He is coming again. And the last thing, and we're going to sing our way out of this, go and live the worship that you've offered today. Can I get an amen? I tell you, every waiter and waitress that waits on you today, they ought to walk up to your table and jump back and go, whoa. There is something different about this table. There is something different about you. There's going to be something that you're carrying that spills off and leaks life onto them. Amen? All right, let's go out with a bang. Let's go big on this one. Go big or go home, right? Let's do it.
Thank you.
We've thrown our crowns down. We've given praise and gratitude. We've surrounded the throne. We've fallen down like the elders, not literally, but maybe some of you almost did. And now we've extended this hope that he's coming again. And that can press us through the hard stuff and keep our expectation and our faith up. So as you go today, we go to live out loud what we have worshiped and what we have enjoyed today. Did you enjoy today? Was it a blessing to you? Come on. Mama's got something to say.
All during the first service, I cried the whole service. I had to ask Jimmy, do I still have makeup on? Because I was just a baby sitting in the arms of Jesus, basking in his love. It was so amazing. And then I come to second service, I'm like, oh, it probably won't be the same. No. Because anytime you're in the presence of a holy God, he wants to love on you. He wants to wrap his arms around you. You just need to receive. And I wanted to receive. I came here. I'm losing my voice. I came here to receive. And this was just amazing. Did y'all enjoy this? Yeah. One of the things that I was reminded of, and I'll never forget this, but when I met Adam Curry and he came to church for the first time, and we were singing, I think we were singing Gratitude and about raising your hands. And he just raised his hands, brand new Christian. He said, well, the song says raise your hands, so you raise your hands. But now it has a whole different meaning for him. But that's what Jesus wants of us, not to think before we do it. Well, the song says it, so let's just do it. But then we grow in that love to where it's, I mean, we don't even have to think. We just love him, and we just praise him because he's a good God. He's a good God. No matter what your circumstances are, he's still a good God. I won't keep you, but I just wanted to say this because this is the week of our prayer and fasting. During the lunch hour, we're going to have the church open. We're going to have worship music going, light worship music. Do you hear that, Faith? Light worship music going. And we'll have the prayer. You can go into the prayer garden, or you can come in here if you just need a place of solace and just to be able to bask in worship and you just want to get away. Maybe you're working and you just want to get away for a little bit. We just want to open that up to you this week because we know that's important for you. We love you. Thank you.
All right, so as we close, I'll close with prayer. I want our prayer partners to come up here, our prayer team. They're going to be up here. We'll probably be up here too because I don't think we can get out there. So we'll probably just hang out here. But anybody who needs prayer, we're here to pray for you and pray with you. So let's pray together on our way out. Father, in Jesus' name, we take what we have. You've given us this commission to go therefore and make disciples, to go therefore and make a difference in this world. So as we go out to restaurants and different places or even back home, Father, may we bring this spirit of worship in our hearts. I pray that people will see something different on us as we go out. We honor you in all that's happened here today. And Father, we give you our lives as living sacrifices. In Jesus' name, God's people said, amen and amen. God bless you. You are commissioned.